The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What should you do if you cannot find a suitable or a free Grace church to attend? If you start a church in your home, what should it look like? How do you do a Lord's Supper meeting or baptisms? Bob and Ken will be along in a few minutes to offer some answers and ideas on this episode of Grace in Focus. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like to know more about the Grace Evangelical Society, please go to our website, faithalone.org. You can learn about us there and you can read our daily blogs. That's at faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
We have a question, Bob. This is Ken. And we have a question from the other side of the world.
Where is the other
New
side?
New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Would that qualify, the
I
other side of the
would.
World?
I've been there. And
I have not.
I spoke in Auckland in about 2002. Steve Thurman was running a ministry there, which he still heads, I think. And I spoke for a day or so at his conference. And then I went over to Perth, Australia, and spoke at some churches.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun.
Well,
a lot of flying, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, boy, that's got to be.
And this is Zach, right?
Yeah,
He's in one of your Zoom classes?
Yeah, he is a steady attender.
Well, let me tell Zach a funny story. I flew from Dallas to Los Angeles International, and I had to then wait there for the international flight, right? And as I'm waiting for the international flight, I'm talking to somebody that's waiting in that area for the international flights. And they said, which island are you flying to? I said, New Zealand. They said, well, New Zealand has, I can't remember, 7 islands, I think. There's 2 main islands, the North Island and the South Island. And then there's like 5 more. Which one are you going to? And I said, wherever this plane lands. I said, Auckland, but I don't know what island that's on. I thought it was on the island of New Zealand. They said, no, Auckland is on the North Island.
So you found out. There you
so
go.
I said, okay. And they said, you know, like all of these, you know, Lord of the Rings books and everything, and then the movies they made, those are filmed on the South Island.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well.
So anyway, so now what's Zach's question? It's about home churches.
Yes,
right?
He mentions that where he's at, there are no Free Grace churches, and he's very frustrated. And this is something we hear commonly. I know you hear it.
In this country
as
well.
Oh, absolutely. But he makes the statement that there's people who say, oh, yeah, we're Free Grace, but then you go there, and that's also true in our country. You know, you hear people say, yeah, we're Free Grace, but then you go, and they're not. And so he's saying, what is the solution to this? And he mentioned that you have talked about doing, and not just you, but others, have talked about starting a home church. The problem with him is it's just him and his wife and their children who are young. And if he's the only one doing the talking, what would that be like? I'll just read the question. How doing church might possibly look like for people like us in our position, particularly since his wife cannot teach, he'd be the only one speaking.
And he's got 4 children between what, ages 2 and 11 or something?
2 and 12.
2 and 12. Okay, so here's what I would say. It seems to me that Zach could start a home church with just the 6 of them, the 4 kids, the wife, and him. And he could keep it very simple and short because a 2-year-old and, you know, the oldest is 12. And what he could do is have a short message that he would give, like a devotional type thing, 10, 15 minutes from the Bible. And then they could have some singing. Maybe they sing a song or two as a family. And then maybe he could lead in prayer and then a short word about the elements of the Lord's Supper, the unleavened bread and the cup, and he and his wife and any of his children that are believers and that understand about the free gift of eternal life and believe in the free gift of eternal life, they could partake of the bread and the cup. And then they might end with another song and call it, you know, a service. And that might go 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is, and do that every week. And then be praying, maybe God will bring another family.
Sure.
And if God brings another family, then another man could be involved, And, of course, as his children get older, some of them might be able to be involved in the discussion. If you believe that only men should speak at the Lord's Supper meeting, well, and you're calling this a Lord's Supper meeting, then only have the boys speak once they get old enough, at least over 13, bar mitzvah age or whatever. But, you know, it doesn't have to look like what it looks like in your traditional church with a sermon and somebody standing behind a podium. And you could just all be sitting around in the living room.
I know that Zach doesn't mention it here, but I'm assuming that this is also part of it with the kids. You know, and I'm from South Carolina, and one of the issues that comes up with the people I discuss theology with is they understand that there's many, 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 many churches that don't have sound doctrine.
Right.
But the churches that do have sound doctrine are few and far between. And then the other problem is, and you hear this a lot, there's nothing for the kids. And what they mean by that, no programs, the parents are concerned about having the children socialized with other conservative believers. And so it's like, well, yeah, we understand the doctrine here is really good, and we're not going to find that in the other, but we feel like our kids are missing out, and we're harming the kids because they don't have any good peers to be around. Now, part of my answer to that is, yeah, I understand that. You know, I had four daughters myself, but the other issue is you're sending them a message that, yeah, okay, we're going to go to this other church. Yeah, the teaching isn't good, but they've got stuff for you. There's a message being sent there.
I agree.
You know, that, okay, yeah, when you're doing it with the small group, like in your home at six, hopefully another couple joins, maybe 10 people, the kids are like, man, you know, the other place has games and, you know, and all this other stuff. They have stuff for us to get socialized with other Christian families. But you're still telling them doctrine, it's subconscious at least, you're saying doctrine isn't as important.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes, like faith alone for eternal salvation, and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
I would throw this out, and this may sound radical, so you need to pray about it and study the scriptures, but there's nothing, zero, in the Old or New Testament suggesting that we need special services for children. Nothing. There's nothing about youth groups. There's nothing about cradle roll. There's nothing about Sunday school classes for 12-year-olds or any of that. You can do that, and all that's fine, and I think it is fine. But the truth is, the biblical pattern seems to be that children are in the Lord's Supper meeting from an early age, and they get used to it, and they're participating in it. Now, they're not able to partake of the elements until they come to faith, but it seems like that's what the early church was about, not like they had some kind of special service for children and this sort of thing. So I don't have any problem with those other things, but if you're going to a church that's not doctrinally sound so your children can socialize, that's, to me, a very bad idea.
Right.
You might as well say, why don't we have the children go to some sort of dance class because they can socialize there, or play flag football or whatever. Have them get involved in sporting activities, and that will be their fellowship. But as far as spiritual matters, you only want to be going to a church that's sound doctrinally. And if you can't find one, it is possible, and I've said this to people before, if you can find one that's fairly solid in teaching the Bible, but let's say they're not clear on the saving
right.
message, you might go there and tell your children, okay, look, this is not clear on how we're born again, but they're solid on issues like marriage. They're solid on issues like the inerrancy of the Bible or creation or other things. So you're getting a lot of sound doctrine, even though they're proclaiming a mild lordship salvation message.
Well, and it would also
But even there, that's questionable.
Yeah,
right?
Well, the other thing is, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but it's been a while, in a church like that, if they're quote-unquote open to free grace, where they may not even be aware of the situation, and it's almost like a mission field.
Right.
You know, where you're able to go in there and be a light. Well, they may say, hey, you can teach a Sunday school class or something like that. They don't.
Okay, this raises another point I want to make.
Yeah, there's a lot of points in Zach's question.
It's fine for you to go as a missionary to a church that's open.
Right.
But if the church has a doctrinal statement that's clearly against us, it holds to lordship salvation or work salvation, it's inappropriate for you to go in there and try to change them.
Right.
Because they've got an established position.
If they do, because sometimes those doctrinal statements were written by some guy that died 80 years ago, and no one's
so
in
true.
The church has never read it.
Right. Yeah. And if that's the case, then the de facto doctrinal statement is whatever the elder board or the pastor and his staff teach. And if what they teach is something that's kind of fuzzy, and they know where you're coming from, and I have friends like this.
Sure.
They know where you're coming from, and they say, yes, you can teach our Sunday school class. Great.
Yeah, you got to be above board.
Right.
I wonder, for example, in Zach's case, if any of those situations are on those churches that he feels frustrated with, or if any of them are open or anything, and he doesn't say.
Right.
I understand what Zach is saying. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who struggle with this, and some have started their own home churches.
I think that's a good way. Another way, which I've encouraged in this country, is if you knew of one that was, let's say, a couple of states away, you might move. If you're going to move for your work or move for your family's health, this might be important. In Zach's case, is he willing to move to another country? I don't know. But my guess is there are Free Grace churches in New Zealand, but they may be a long way from Zach. Of course, New Zealand isn't near as big as the United States, so I bet the furthest point away from him is not more than, you know, 500 miles. How far is it across New Zealand?
I have no idea.
I bet you it's not more than 500 miles.
I would also say that the Lord obviously wants you to do the right thing. And if you go to him and ask him, if it is the home church, if it's something else, then he'll provide something.
Of course, the other problem I've got, Zach, not only could it might be only 500 miles on the North Island, but how many miles is it on the South Island? And there's four or five more islands. So he might have to move to some remote island. But the other option is I love him starting a church.
Sure. Well, great question, Zach. We're praying for you. And just ask the Lord. He'll solve the problem for you. And in the meantime,
keep grace
in focus.
I invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On the next episode, more about home churches and must we repent to be saved? Please join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.